Hello and welcome. I'm James, and today we're diving into one of the most important aspects of teaching, differentiation and inclusive practice. And as always, I'm joined by Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, James. This is such a great topic. Differentiation is something every teacher hears about, but it can feel overwhelming. Today, we'll break it down and make it as practical as possible.
Absolutely. The idea here is to show that meeting the needs of every learner in one classroom doesn't have to be extra work. There are simple routines teachers can use every day, making differentiation routine, not a massive extra task.
Right. And these are things you can apply across subjects, whether you're teaching maths, science, or social studies. We'll talk about grouping patterns, scaffolds, and challenge tasks that fit into any lesson plan.
Let's start with the core principles. One thing that really stands out is the idea that all students can have the same learning goal, but take different routes to get there. So it's not about lowering expectations for some, but offering different supports or tasks.
Exactly. And another key point is to start with strengths. Use what each learner already knows, whether that's prior knowledge, oral skills, or even hands-on skills. Building on those strengths helps everyone feel included from the outset.
And then there's breaking tasks into small, clear steps. That's such an effective way to make sure no one gets left behind. Check understanding often, so you can catch any misconceptions early.
Making thinking visible is another big one, using models, worked examples, and clear success criteria. When students know what good work looks like, it's much easier for them to aim for it.
And what I love about these strategies is that many are low prep but high impact. Things like word banks, manipulatives, or sentence stems can do a lot of the heavy lifting without needing hours of planning.
Plus, respecting student agency, giving them choices in how they show their learning. Some students might prefer drawing, others writing, or even creating a digital product. It's about allowing different forms of expression.
So, let's get practical. What does a differentiated lesson look like in practice? There's a simple routine for a core lesson, usually 25 to 40 minutes. It starts with an entry activity, something quick, like thumbs up, mini whiteboards, or a short task to find everyone's starting point.
Then you share the lesson goal and success criteria, keeping it simple and using a visual cue if possible. After that comes a mini teach, and here's where you can tier or layer your input. Maybe a scaffolded example for one group, a standard example for another, and an open challenge for those ready to extend.
Exactly. Then you move into practice through stations or rotations. One station might use manipulatives or sentence frames for scaffolded practice. Another might focus on independent tasks. And a third could be for challenge or enrichment.
And importantly, the teacher spends most of their time with students who need targeted support rather than just circulating aimlessly.
At the end, you do a quick plenary and exit check, maybe a post-it note, exit ticket, or a one-sentence summary. And if there's time, a reflection or differentiated homework task for consolidation or extension.
Let's talk about grouping strategies, because that's often where teachers get stuck. Mixed ability groups are brilliant for peer support, and you can assign roles like explainer, recorder, checker, or presenter to make sure everyone's involved.
Same ability groups can be useful too, especially for fast interventions or deeper challenges. But it's important to rotate groups so no one's always in the same spot, right?
Definitely. And flexible pairs are great for quick practice. Pairing students so stronger ones can articulate their thinking, which benefits both partners.
Learning stations are another powerful approach. The idea is to change groups as they move through different stations, providing varied support and challenge. Just keep the grouping simple. Group A, B, C on a chart, and change them weekly.
Let's talk about scaffolds now. Teachers sometimes think these take ages to prepare, but actually, things like visuals, worked examples, sentence stems, and word banks can be prepped quickly and reused.
Absolutely. Manipulatives, like counters or fraction strips, are also brilliant, especially in maths. Graphic organizers, chunked worksheets, and prompt cards for peer talk are all easy to set up and hugely helpful.
And don't forget alternative outputs. Not everyone has to write an essay. Students can make a video, create a poster, do a labelled diagram, or give an oral report. That's especially supportive for EAL students or those with specific learning needs.
Speaking of support and challenge, let's look at how to tier tasks. There are three simple levels. Level 1 is core practice, with lots of scaffolding. Level 2 is applying knowledge to open-ended problems. And level 3 is an extension, like a research mini-project or design task.
Shall we give a quick example? For a maths lesson on fractions, Level 1 might be colouring fraction models and matching them to written fractions. Level 2 could be solving word problems using fraction strips and explaining the method. Level 3 could be creating a recipe scaled for a different number of people and justifying your method.
That's a perfect illustration. And for inclusive practice, especially for pupils with additional needs, it's about keeping the objective the same, but changing the process or the product. For instance, provide extra time, break tasks into smaller steps, or pre-teach key vocabulary with visuals.
Assistive tech can be a real game changer too, things like text-to-speech, enlarged text, or audio recordings. Seating arrangements matter as well. Position learners to reduce distractions and keep routines clear and consistent.
Peer buddies are another effective support. Rotate them and teach the buddies how to help, so it's a positive experience for everyone involved.
And for quick accommodations, EAL learners might get keywords with pictures or use a bilingual dictionary. For dyslexia, try coloured overlays or allow oral responses. For mild learning difficulties, use scaffolded worksheets with prompts and checkboxes. And for sensory needs, maybe a quiet corner or a fidget aid.
Now, let's talk about formative checks. These are fast ways to inform your differentiation. Mini whiteboards are brilliant. You can see instantly who's got it. Exit tickets, two-minute conferences, sticky note sorting. They all give a quick read on who needs support, who's ready for independence, and who needs more challenge.
And that evidence is what you use to place students in different groups for the next lesson. It's ongoing and dynamic, not set in stone.
Shall we run through a couple of example lessons? For maths, say we're teaching Year 5 fractions. Start with a quick matching activity on mini whiteboards, group students into scaffolded, on-track and challenge groups, and use supports like fraction strips and step-by-step cards. The challenge might be to create a fraction number line poster.
For science, maybe Year 7 ecosystems, the learning goal is to explain interactions between producers, consumers, and decomposers. Start with a picture sort. Use mixed ability groups through stations like model food webs or research cards, and let students present visually or orally, depending on their strengths.
And in social studies, perhaps Year 8, looking at local governance. Begin with a brainstorm of local services. Group by ability for fact-finding, then mix for proposal creation. Scaffolds might include a roles chart or timeline, and they can present their proposals as posters, oral pitches, or short written pieces.
If you want a simple template for any lesson, just write your learning objective, then add three tiers. Scaffolded task with supports, on-track task with standard resources, and a challenge task with extension resources. Quick success criteria and an exit ticket prompt round it off.
Before we wrap up, let's go through a quick checklist for planning. Have you written one clear learning goal? Do you have a couple of scaffolds ready? Is there something for fast finishers? Have you planned a quick formative check? What about grouping and teacher movement? And is there an alternative way for learners to show their learning?
Those are such helpful prompts. And just a few final tips. Start small. Differentiate one part of a lesson before trying to do everything at once. Reuse resources. Keep a folder of sentence stems and worked examples. Make expectations visible and record progress simply, maybe just one A4 sheet of notes after each lesson.
And let students take responsibility, like managing stations or resources. Differentiation really isn't extra work if you embed it in your daily routines. Use those course lesson plans, slot in the three-tier template, and make small adjustments daily. They add up to a big impact on inclusion and learning outcomes.
That's the key, isn't it? Differentiation isn't about doing more, it's about doing things a bit differently and making them routine. Thanks so much for listening today. We hope you've picked up some practical ideas you can use straight away.
Thanks, everyone. And remember, small, consistent changes really do make a difference. See you next time.